Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, welcome to another funny fried day. Always glad to have you aboard. Well, got a lot going on. Trying to get my email to work, so you may have to post your stuff in our blog site. I'm going to open up the chat room now. If you want to join the chat room, just go to Blog Talk Radio, give yourself a fun chat name, preferably one that directs people towards your site. That's the way to do it. I want to start off by saying my friend Tony Salvatore will be playing at the Bitter End Saturday, April 26th at 8 p.m., and that's a show you don't want to miss. Check out Tony Salvatore. Okay, you can also go to his Facebook, and definitely you want to check him out. Okay, I'll find his site, and I'll get more information. Just having problems with my email. And we'll go right along from there, and I'm going to download some songs for next time, and I'll play a little Tony, and if you go to Tony Salvatore, check out his website and his music. A lot of great stuff. Why don't I start off by playing some stuff that I'm sure he's in. And Tony also plays guitar for the fantastic group Betty. I say play guitar, it's not even enough to say that he plays guitar. He's an excellent musician and guitarist on his own as well. But he's a terrific guy. Betty Jo Tucker's on the line. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Movie Attic Headquarters. And as soon as I can open up my emails, I'll tell you what she's having on. But I'm sure it's going to be terrific and excellent and everything else. I mean, she is the nucleus of everything filmed.
Atoms. An atom is the smallest part of an element. Everything in the universe is made up of tiny particles called atoms.
Guess what I've got in my pocket?
Let's see.
Guess what I've got in my hand?
Hey,
guess what I've got on the tip of my tongue? Here's a hint, guess as small as you can. If you don't know the answer,
I give up.
Don't fret,
sweat,
don't rack your brain.
Ow.
Simply reply,
billions of atoms.
Coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful. It's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two. Perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew. What a wrangle made too.
Step three. Drip, drip, drippity, droppity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning.
I'm gonna tell you some stories about some lady folks friends I know. We love to share our tales of our parenting woes. These conversations have got friendships built, but the bond that holds them fast may just be old-fashioned guilt. Doubt, remorse, regret, frustration, anger, and fatigue. Well, they call me on the phone, and here is what they say to me.
I got some friends, grandmother blues. Blue. I can have these feelings and still love you, but today I'm afraid I got those bad mother blues. I take my kid clothes shopping at the local downtown mall. Will you think that I could watch them? Well, then one it just took off. My heart was full of horror and my body full of dread. The visions of abduction, they are running through my head. I found him moments later just as happy as can be. He was only gone a moment, he took years off me. I hit my kids for 10 hours to close a business deal. I rushed right home to eat his frozen meal. A pocket full of sickness, a pocket full of rice. I know these poems by heart, but I can't bake it up. Blue. My kids are so damn cranky, throwing tantrums all day long. If the whining doesn't stop, well, I don't think I can go on. I know it's kind of cool to have a laugh at her expense, but when she walks in the room, I say, hi, maintenance. Oh, my bad. You may sit around your table and say, man, my mom was great. You remember patience, kindness, tenderness, and grace. Well, remember all the hardships that I faced.
They say grandchildren are a parent's best friend.
And if you have kids of your own, you know the blues they make creep in.
You'll get the best band of the blues.
Because, honey, you're gonna poke your eye out, that's why.
Blue.
That's a group called Motherload. Love them. Terrific. Bad Mother Blues. She was only gone 5 minutes, but she took years off me, right? Anyway, always interesting. With that, to keep in mind, Betty Jo Tucker, I got thanks for posting it, Betty Jo. You're going to have your special guest is Joan Benedict Steiger. She'll talk about her diverse, longtime experience in film, her passion for tap dancing. She was the wife of the late Rod Steiger. You remember The Heat of the Night, if you're too young. She was on the Steve Allen Show, The Candid Camera, and she's got a long history in showbiz and always a great guest on the Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And also, Miss Steiger had a one-woman show called Leona, based on Leona Helmsley. Ooh, that sounds like fun, Betty Jo. Thank you for posting. I'll plug George Bettinger. He's not in the room, but I'll plug him anyway. Movie Attic Headquarters. You get all the plugging because you're here today. Also, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio, it's the Mom and Pop Shop with George Bettinger on Dream Stream Radio. Okay, three chances to listen. Hey, Guest 180, thanks for logging in. I want to give a shout-out to Hooters. You know, take your mother to Hooters for Mother's Day. I love their wings. Nothing like being served for a change. Love the Hooters. Okay, always great. Thank you for listening in. And remember, Tony Salvatore will be playing at the Bitter End this week. Upcoming show. I don't want to say this week. Sorry, I'm multitasking. It's Saturday, April 26th at 8 p.m. His group, Pleasure Dog, Tony Salvatore's Pleasure Dog, you can also find on Facebook, so Facebook friend him. And as soon as my email is working again, I will download his songs and I will play it for you the next show. Check him out. As you know, a lot of the songs that you hear that I've done is Tony playing and writing the music in the background for me. He's so great to work with. And always a pleasure. We have a lot of fun making the CDs that we do. And he's done also on my Christmas CDs. He's done a lot of the backtracks on there. So you want to hear that, definitely go to Tony Salvatore, Salvatore, T-O-R-E, or Salvatore, as I like to say. And that's Tony there. Here's one of the songs that Tony wrote the backtracks and plays on. You all know this one.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me cray to the Z. Make me cray to the Z. No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke.
Make me Yeah. Yeah. I put a little stupid video on the internet. Nobody get it out, so I began to get upset. But suddenly my counter started climbing way up high. When I broke a million hits, that was the day I cried. I made sure to put some links so they could purchase stuff. People were skeptical at first until they heard enough to realize that I don't just theorize, I speak from the heart. Telling stories about the knowledge that I need to impart. Because I have been through a lot of extensive travel. From free and open deserts to the plots of expensive travel. And nothing's what it seems. Grown-ups and children, all things alike. Everybody needs some love so they can have a peaceful night. When I started this, my motives were noble. I wanted to find a kindred spirit who wasn't overly hopeful. It's just that everybody's pointing when I'm out on the stroll. My popularity's exploded, now it's out of control. Cause I'm not ready for the fame that's coming at me. I wanna host on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. See my songs on repeat, all on the streets, follow the beat. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming at me. I wanna host on the internet anonymously. For a college degree, see my songs on repeat. All in the streets, follow the beat. Don't say we want to sign you for $1 billion.
Oh my God!
We're gonna put you up on TV and movies, on billboards. You're gonna be famous.
I can't believe this is happening.
When I saw your internet video, I said to myself, that was the best toilet humor I've ever seen. This kid is a genius who's got what it takes. Here's a ticket to Hollywood. See you next week.
But I've got to study for my finals.
You won't need to worry about that once you're rich.
So what'll I be doing once I get there?
I'll let you know.
Do I get to choose what roles I want?
Trust me, I'll be taking care of that. I know what's best for you.
Can I at least still rap about?
The world doesn't need to know about that. So, are you ready?
I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I'm on a post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. See my songs on repeat, all in the streets, follow the beat. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I'm on a post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. See my songs on repeat, all in the streets, follow the beat. Now everywhere I go, I'm followed by a camera crew. I think I'm living in the magic land of Xanadu. I get $1,000 just to say I like some soda. It's like I'm chilling in Iraq and I'm the Ayatollah. I check the message board to see what people think of me. I love my Dulce fans who lavish praise obediently. But there are many trolls who tell me that I'm stuck in light. Those awful haters make me sad and keep me up at night. I gotta wake up, I've got many tests and papers due. It's gonna be a struggle for me just to make it through. Or maybe I should ditch my classes and fly out to LA. I'll be a college dropout sitting on a mountain of fame. But a degree has many fantastic features. It means I care about myself and not just fans in the bleachers. The party life is everlasting and gets out of minutes. I wanna make the money but without responsibility. Cause I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I wanna post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs to repeat, all of the streets, follow the beats. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I wanna post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs to repeat, all of the streets, follow the beats. I'm not ready for the fame, I'm not ready for the fame. I'm not ready for the fame, I'm not ready for the fame.
One, two, a one, two, three, four.
I wanna be famous. I wanna be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. read in a magazine it's really important to be a celebrity. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. Gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on, everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, can stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous.
Jessica Delfino, you gotta love her. Jessica Delfino, check her out. She's touring now, and she's always fun. I gotta download some more of her songs. Chuck Skull, okay, let me get back to you, Chuck. Chuck Skull, tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, we'll be doing Mickey Rooney. I think he's doing Mickey Rooney stuff, right? Is that it? Is that it? What you want, Mickey Rooney stuff? Let's put on a show. And that'll be at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Chuck Skull's Mayhem in the Morning. What's the name of the show, Chuck? I'm looking for it. Got to post it again, Chuck. If you're listening, post it again. I'm having problems with my email, so I can't get everything in there. And also you can listen to Chuck and Kat Vecchione tonight at 8 p.m. on Rock World Radio and or World Rock Radio. I never get it right. At 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Just look for Chuck Skull and Facebook friend him, and you'll find him. And don't forget Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, with the lovely Miss Steiger. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And Wacko World, which is usually here, but I think they have a new show on now, so they can't jump in. Wacko World, Monday through Fridays. Wacko Bob, Wacko World, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Follow them as well. And let's keep the fun just rolling, rolling, rolling. Okay. What do we got going here? Oh, don't forget, you can watch my TV show tonight, The Nancy Lombardo Show at www.mnn, that's marynancynancy.org, and at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can watch my show. Which reminds me, I got to make more shows, yeah. How about the other night in that moon? That was awesome, wasn't it?
Like you won't call me the side.
Tucker, we have a guest in there. Thank you. Guest 204 has logged in. Thank you for logging in, guest 204. Always great to see you. We had some Jessica Delfino earlier and some Betty. And again, my friend Tony Salvatore, go check him out. He'll be at the Bitter End. It's coming up soon. And that's Saturday, April 26th at 8 p.m. Love the Bitter End. Everybody famous has gone through there. I was there for that Christmas show as the nun, remember? Go check it out, as well as comedy. Everything's going on. Chuck Skull's in the house. Chuck, go check out Pleasure Dog. I think you'll like their music, too. You seem to be a rocker. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. You love everybody, I know. So let's keep it moving here. Please let it be warm. Just please let it be warm again. I am so tired of all this cold weather. Anyway, let's move it up to some comedy here. Okay, I found some more things that I need done, right? Okay, how about a Peter Michael Moreno? I'm definitely
The man, the boy, the legend. Roger. We loved Roger so much. Yet, watching him there, pale, disgustingly sick, things on his face. Gee, Roger, you look gross.
They said I'm getting better, Ingrid.
They lied. I'm sorry, Roger. I didn't know how to break it to you, but you don't have long, Roger. Not only that, Roger, you have no friends. We took a poll to see who would come here. I lost. I'm here now, Roger, on a bet.
You're my wife, Ingrid. If you wouldn't come to visit me in the hospital in my last Thursday afternoon, I would. Certainly not my daughter.
No, not your daughter.
The daughter I tried so hard to be a good father for, Ingrid.
That's right, Roger. She's off. She's becoming a punkette. She's getting her hair cut now in celebration of the insurance money to come. We'll all miss you, Roger, but not that much.
I couldn't help noticing that you were still seeing Bernard Louis, our insurance salesman, Ingrid.
Yes, and we've doubled your policy. It's great, Roger, the things that I will get after you go away. My benefits will increase. I'll be able to afford everything you never could buy me, Roger, and I want to thank you for that.
I tried to be a good husband, Ingrid. I tried to be a good father to that rotten brat. But now my time is short, Ingrid. I know that that bright white light is telling me to come hither. And soon I'll walk through that door we call life and death, and I'll be into the beyond.
And if you die by 7:45, I'll win the office pool, Roger. Do you think you could rush it a little?
Well, I'll try, honey. I didn't know they were placing bets on the actual time.
Yes.
Promise me something, Ingrid.
What? Anything, Roger. I will keep it.
Promise me if you do remarry to Bernard Louis that you won't let him... Goodbye.
Roger? 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 Come on. Roger? Are you really dead? Are you playing a joke, Roger? Come on, Roger. Oh, Roger. Roger was gone. And we'll all miss him. Well, that's stretching a bit. But when Roger reaches that door, or if Roger reaches that door, there will be someone behind him waiting. Waiting and hoping. And hoping that Roger will never return. Goodbye, Roger. Good riddance. Let's scatter his ashes in the wind and hope it hits anywhere.
That was a Tom Carrozza radio show. We improvised that. People would call in and we'd improvise some comedy. Well, we've gone fast. It's a short show today. The Wacko Network has joined us Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. You got to check out the Wacko World of the Wacko Guys on Blog Talk Radio at the Wacko Network. So check them out. Chuck Skull tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck Skull. Chuck, is it Chuck's World of Mayhem? What is the name of the show? I don't know. Betty Jo Tucker Movie at a Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This week she'll be featuring Miss Steiger, and you get an interesting background on theater and music and tap dancing and the movies, and also the wife of Rod Steiger. Betty Jo will get some interesting stuff out of her. You can bet that. And we'll wind down now. Don't forget, you can watch my TV show tonight on www.mnn.org outside of New York City. Okay, otherwise it's in the scroll what channels are in New York City. I don't need to tell you. I'm feeling a little goony, so why don't we go out with the goons? I think so. Okay.
There's a song that I recall my mother sang to me. She sang it as she tucked me in, where when I was 93.
My little bride, who was that from?
Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. You rock.